This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado universities are a step closer to paying athletes directly, but the specific payment amounts will be kept secret, at least for now. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Legislation allowing payments for use of an athlete's name, image, and likeness passed out of the Education Committee on Thursday evening. But a bipartisan group of lawmakers continue to worry that payments to athletes won't be disclosed. Republican Rep. Anthony Hartsook voted no on the bill over transparency concerns.
You should absolutely get paid for it. You should be compensated for what you've achieved athletically and academically. But then the public also has a right to know what that compensation is.
Hartsook and others hope that more work will be done on transparency as the bill moves through the legislature. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Should teachers be notified if one of their students experiences trauma, such as domestic violence, abuse, or neglect? Well, Colorado lawmakers are considering that. A bill at the legislature would require the Safe to Tell program to start issuing Handle with Care notices to educators. The notifications would not include any information about the nature of the incident. Callie Leba represents two Colorado teachers' unions. She says the bill lets teachers give students what they need.
It might be some grace on uncompleted homework or allowing them to sleep if they fall asleep in class. Maybe they need food. Maybe they need to be able to connect with a school counselor.
The bill, which is sponsored by Democrats, cleared its first committee hearing on a party line vote. Also at the state capitol this week, lawmakers will consider whether to change how people are punished for stealing firearms. Currently, the penalty for stealing a gun depends on its value, the same as other types of property. But because stolen guns can be used in other crimes, there's now a bipartisan effort underway to treat all gun thefts the same. It would make any gun theft a Class 6 felony. This is CPR News. Remember that you can always find more news at cpr.org.